It's great to be together with you again today, and I hope that you enjoyed your weekend. It's summertime, and many of you are trying to keep cool amidst the heat and humidity. The turn of seasons reminds us of the way our lives change, sometimes slowly and at other times drastically and even dramatically in short spurts of time. Well, how are you finding life on a Monday? You know that you can write to me a short email anytime and tell me how you're doing, right? I pray for all of you and will be happy to pray for you personally by name when you let me know how I can pray for you. I will hold all of your notes in great confidentiality, but when I meet with the Lord Jesus in prayer, I'm happy to tell him about you and to invite his presence to abide with you. So go ahead and write to me today. My email address is mark@markeswallow.com. That's mark@markeswallow.com. And this will be repeated at the end of today's broadcast. I look forward to hearing from you. Likewise, if you're a believer in the Lord Jesus who prays, then would you consider praying for me? Every month, I email out a prayer update, and I'm happy to have you receive this. Just ask for it when you email me today, because I need your prayers, and I value them beyond what you can ever imagine. I need the wisdom of the Holy Spirit to lead and guide me and to protect me from the evil one. So will you join with many other partners who are currently praying for the ministry of God Is? Let me know. Thank you. If you've been with us, then you know we're following two of Jesus' most intimate disciples, Peter and John, as they walk together with Christ. Last week, we found them on the mountain for the stunning change of appearance of the Lord in his glory at the Transfiguration in Matthew chapter 17. And then we walked with them all the way past the death of Christ on the cross, and then we even ran, picking up the pace with Peter and John, who rushed to the empty tomb of the Lord. The stone was rolled away, and Jesus was missing. All that was left were his grave clothes, neatly folded in that empty grave. We read about this in John chapter 20. And we must keep in mind that the disciple John is the author of this Gospel of John. So this is his very own account of what he and Peter and the other disciples experienced. If you read John chapters 20 and 21, and I hope that you did over the weekend, then what you've read is John's firsthand account of the aftermath of the resurrection of Jesus from the dead. This speaks to why I believe the Bible is the single most exciting and applicable book that you and I will ever read. Right here in our hands, we have the very reliable testimony of the Apostle John. And whom is he writing about? It's our Master and Lord, Jesus. Read it and believe it. And this week on God Is, I invite you to spend some time in John chapters 20 and 21, and then we'll go over into the next book of the Bible, Acts, as well. And we do all of this as we continue to learn that God is our confidence. At the start, this reminder. I define confidence in a very specific way. Confidence is reliance on Jesus Christ. Confidence is reliance on Jesus Christ. I'm not talking about ways to boost your self-confidence. Rather, as Christ people, how do we derive our confidence from Him? This is what is of concern to us. And as I have said, this requires that we be Christians. Just imagine that you can receive confidence from God. Well, how do you do that? First, you must believe in His Son, Jesus. And how do you learn how to trust in Christ? Well, you've got to meet someone who already knows the Lord and let them spend time with you as they introduce Jesus to you. I'm willing. So once again, I invite you to write to me at the start of this new week, mark@markeswallow.com. When we left off on Friday, we had read John chapter 20, verses 1 through 10. And verse 10 says, "So the disciples went away again to their homes." Specifically, Peter and John have witnessed the empty tomb, and off they go to regroup at their homes. And I asked, having now believed that Jesus must rise from the dead, what kind of confidence do they now have? I'm going to answer that today as we read down through John 20. So please follow along now. By way of summary, I'm just going to tell you that what follows immediately in verses 11 through 18 of John 20 is that Jesus appears to Mary Magdalene. Oh, this is a penetrating part of Scripture and my all-time favorite passage for Resurrection Sunday morning, what we call Easter. Someday, on God Is, I look forward to digging into the rich details of this text with you, but not today. Should you have read this over the weekend, however, you have a sense for what I mean. I'll pick up our reading at verse 19. This is John chapter 20, verses 19 through 22. So when it was evening on that day, the first day of the week, and when the doors were shut where the disciples were, for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood in their midst and said to them, "Peace be with you." And when Jesus had said this, he showed them both his hands and his side. The disciples then rejoiced when they saw the Lord. So Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, I also send you." And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit." Here, Jesus appears in his resurrection body to the disciples, minus one who is Thomas. And notice that Jesus can walk through closed doors. The text says the doors were shut. Actually, in Greek, this means more than shut. The way the Greek text reads, the doors were locked. But very subtly, John adds this, Jesus came and stood in their midst. In his resurrection body, Jesus is no longer bound by anything that's locked. I'd say witnessing this was a real confidence builder for Peter and John, wouldn't you? Here is the Lord who has already told them that he, Jesus, is the resurrection and the life. John chapter 11 and verse 25, and sure enough, now here Jesus is the resurrection standing before them. Wow. And surely this startled the disciples. So note the first words out of the mouth of Jesus, and we have heard this before. Peace be with you. And then, as if to prove that he really was the Christ, Jesus holds forth his hands and his side, and they see the piercings, the nail marks from the cross. I'd say witnessing this was a real confidence builder for Peter and John, wouldn't you? We get a little hint of that in verse 20. The disciples then rejoiced when they saw the Lord. This is why I've been telling you repeatedly that our confidence comes from God through Christ. Peter and John, and yes, all the disciples, including Thomas a bit later, are confident men because of what Jesus has done for them and shown them. And this is why I am surprised when I have found myself as a Christ follower lacking in confidence. Why should it ever be that I am so unconfident? Or this is why I find a lack of confidence in you, dear Christian, so shocking. What reason do you have to be unconfident? You believe in Christ, right? I do too, and we receive his witness the same way the first disciples did. By faith we hear him say, "Peace be with you," and we receive his peace. Jesus' peace is a peace so satisfying that we cannot even find words to adequately describe it to people who do not believe in him. And by faith we see both his hands and his side. Evidence. Proof. Now you might say back to that radio of yours, "Hey, if Jesus walked through the locked door of my house or my apartment and held out his nail-pierced hands and showed me where the spear entered his side, then I would have a lot more confidence in him too, but he has never done that." Yes, he has done that. By the presence of the Holy Spirit living within you as you read this text, the Spirit affirms for you that Jesus is real and his resurrection from the dead, Jesus is alive, rings true. Accept this as being for you today. Take time out to hear the voice of Jesus. Peace be with you. In your mind's eye, by faith, see his hands and behold his side, and let this be your confidence. And speaking of the Holy Spirit, listen again to John chapter 20, verses 21 to 22. So Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, I also send you." And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit." Notice how Jesus repeats, "Peace be with you," and then he reminds them of their mission in life. "As the Father has sent me, I also send you." They are not going to stay huddled together living in fear of the Jews in this little room. Here I suspect that Peter and John remembered what Jesus said when he called them back in Matthew chapter 4. We've read this, but I've saved the connection until now. Matthew chapter 4 and verse 19, "Follow me, and I will make you fishers of men." Yes, this was spoken to Peter and Andrew, but obviously applicable also to John. They were used to catching fish, but now their mission has changed to catching people, converts to Christ. Ah, the pieces of this great puzzle are falling together for Peter and John. And again, I'd say hearing this, "As the Father has sent me, I also send you," was a real confidence builder for Peter and John, wouldn't you? Especially when we read what follows. Now stick with me here now. We're in John chapter 20 and now verse 22. "And when Jesus had said this, Jesus breathed on them and said to them, 'Receive the Holy Spirit.'" So after Jesus had said what? Verse 21, "As the Father has sent me, I also send you." Then Jesus breathed on them and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit." What is Jesus doing here? And is this also a confidence builder for Peter and John? We shall find out tomorrow. But as we bring this to a conclusion for today, here are Peter and John, and their confidence is being greatly enhanced by Jesus standing in their midst. By seeing Jesus' hands and side, by hearing Jesus say more than once, "Peace be with you," and then hearing Jesus say, "As the Father has sent me, I also send you." By having Jesus breathe on them with the pledge of the Holy Spirit, as Jesus reminds them of the mission that he first gave them all the way back at the beginning of Matthew chapter 4. It's events like these that make Peter and John confident, and they make us confident too, because these words are also for us today. And so when you come back tomorrow, we'll see even more. Do not miss a day, and be here again tomorrow, for God is...